ABC Radio Australia.
Now, where could the happiest place in the world be? Look no further than Vanuatu, who has topped the latest Happy Planet Index for balancing good lives with a low ecological footprint. Now, the ranking does not factor emotional happiness into its calculation, but it combines data on well-being, carbon footprints and life expectancy, and ranks countries on these three data sets worldwide accordingly. Vanuatu's Culture Centre Director Richard Shing says there are still areas of improvement, but they are happy about current results. Mr. Shing spoke to Leah Loanbu about Vanuatu's participation in the Happy Planet Index.
We're very, very excited being nominated first on this list again after so many years. And I think it's an appreciation of our cultural heritage, our custom and culture. We have been, of course, doing a lot of work investing in the protection, preservation and promotion of our cultural heritage for so many years. So such announcements can really make us very happy in that our work is being recognized in the sustainability and well-being of people's livelihoods.
Definitely. So what do you attribute the top list score to? Is it to culture, the environmental leadership of Vanuatu?
Yes, thank you very much. There are four main criteria. First and foremost, access to traditional land. All indigenous Vanuatu citizens are born with access to land and resources. Secondly, it was based on the traditional knowledge, cultures and practices around how people use the environment sustainably in a way that the resources, the land are available in similar conditions for our future generation to come. Thirdly, our TP system is very vital in ensuring that the resources in the environment are utilized in a way that are not detrimental. Also, what's important in the criteria is legislations and laws and acts and policies that the government has enacted since independence to ensure that the environment was adequately protected for the future generations.
So now the self-reported happiness in Vanuatu is about 7.1% out of 10, which is similar to Australia, but not quite as high as some northern European countries, while life expectancy is about 70 years. But it is combined with a low environmental footprint. That's what makes the top score. So Vanuatu's leadership in the environmental realm really has made a difference here.
Yes, we believe that our traditional way of life has zero or negative carbon footprint in that every individual, even though we cut down trees or we harvest crops, we replant and we ensure forests are managed, gardens take place of cleared areas. And so it's part of the cycle in that sometimes you might pollute by lighting a fire to cook your meal, but also you plant, ensure that the oxygen is regenerated. People have overused resources, but the majority in Vanuatu are still living in a cultural way, in a traditional way, that is in harmony with the environment around them.
So the index found that top 10% of earners globally are responsible for nearly half of all emissions, but have almost no gain in well-being and health over low emitters. Does that come as a surprise?
Not really. In Vanuatu, there's very little pollution per se, as in comparison to other countries per capita. Majority of people live in the rural areas, and they have a very traditional lifestyle, like I said, zero or negative carbon footprint. And I believe are satisfied with what they have around them. So there is a correlation, I believe, between low emitters and better well-being, if I may say something like that.
Thank you, Director. So in terms of policy makers in Vanuatu and the government, what advice would you give to them for Vanuatu to be and continue to be at that top list or to improve?
Firstly, I think the government should be proud that we have achieved Vanuatu has achieved such ranking, or first ranking in any event. We still have a lot of work to do to ensure that, like the like you said, the 7-point-something happy index aspect of it, there are still a lot of other issues that need to be worked on to ensure that people's lives improve. But I believe we are in a good position to ensure that we can make things better for the future to come.
Thank you again, Director. Just lastly, what advice would you have for other countries in the Pacific and elsewhere to achieve what Vanuatu has?
So basically, at the moment, I don't believe any Pacific Island country is on the Happy Planet Index, specifically because no kind of data is available. We are encouraging other countries in Melanesia and in the Pacific to look at this as a way forward and try to utilize the resources we have. The Vanuatu, I'm sure the Wellbeing Indicators Project in Vanuatu will be glad to assist other countries run similar surveys.